Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news this morning, watching two serious crashes in Wake County. I'll show you how to get around the backups.
And we have a level one risk for severe storms for part of Ewing area. From the Triangle points to the east and southeast. I'll show you the timeline for today's storms coming up.
New developments in the search for a Moore County woman who vanished more than 2 weeks ago. What we are learning about her boyfriend's past as friends and family hold out hope for a safe return.
And it was a close call, but the U.S. women are moving on in the World Cup. What their draw against Portugal this morning means for their chances to win the tournament. So the U.S. women still on the path to win a third consecutive World Cup, something no other team has ever done before, but their path got that much harder. We'll explain. It is 6 o'clock. Look at this gorgeous sunrise. Thanks for joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Ogan. Yeah, great to have you along with us. The women scraped by, but they do advance. So that is a bright spot this morning. And Amy Wilmoth is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. We have another day with a level one risk for severe weather here.
We do. Yesterday included everyone. Today it is the triangle and points to the east and southeast under the level one risk. The same threats for today that we had yesterday. The biggest threat would be some strong damaging wind gusts. This morning the radar is quiet. We don't have any rain showing up on the radar. At lunchtime we might start to see some development down here to the south close to Fayetteville. And this is likely where we're going to have the best chance for showers and storms, mainly south and east of the triangle this afternoon. This is 2 o'clock this afternoon. We'll have some scattered showers and storms and then just an isolated shower or storm during the evening commute. Temperatures right now, not too bad. 64 in Roxborough, 69 in Raleigh, 71 right now in Fayetteville. It's 66 in Goldsboro. We'll be dodging some of those storms, especially south and east of the triangle this afternoon, but temperatures stay fairly comfortable with highs in the upper 80s. Brian?
It is 6:01 right now. We are following breaking news in Wake County with two serious crashes. Going to start off in Morrisville at NC 540 at Green Level Road, and you can see paramedics on the scene out there as they work to clear this crash. This is affecting the northbound side of 540, and it looks like traffic is getting by in one lane. Just need to slow down considerably in that area this morning. You could use Green Level West Road or Green Level Church Road to pick up 540, or you can head on out toward Morrisville Parkway and be completely clear of that scene. Another crash creating some bigger delays on US 1 northbound right now, just beyond the 1010 Road interchange as you head out toward 64 and Tryon Road. Here's a look at that camera at US 1 from Tryon Road, and you can see the flashing lights. Right now, we're measuring a 13-minute delay as you leave Apex on US 1 northbound. If you can pick it up from 64 or Tryon Road, you'll be on the other side of those backups. Another update coming up in about 10 minutes.
Brian, thanks. Breaking news, the U.S. women's soccer team is moving on in the World Cup, but it didn't come easy. Their game with Portugal ended about an hour ago in a 0-0 draw. Portugal nearly scored with just a few minutes left in the game, hitting the goalpost. But the U.S. was able to keep the ball out and move on in the tournament. The U.S. women finished second in their group. They will advance to the round of 16. After the game, Megan Rapinoe talked about what she would like to see improved upon for the next match.
Yeah, I think just a little bit calmer. I thought, especially in the first half, there was a lot of space for us to play into and just a little bit rushed. I think, again, we could have switched the point of attack a little bit more. I thought we were finding the width, but I think we needed to open them up a little bit more and draw them out. And then obviously just put our chances away when we get them. But yeah, big game. Big game next game.
Their next game will be Sunday morning at 5 a.m., and we'll find out tomorrow who they'll play. You can watch that game on Fox 50. Later this morning at 7, China and England will play in the Women's World Cup on Fox 50. Our news on Fox 50 will air on WRAL News Plus. You can find that on Channel 34, over the air, Spectrum 1257, or in the WRAL app on your smart TV and mobile device.
Alicia Watts' family and friends plan to come together for a vigil tonight as they hope for a safe return home for her. The search for the missing Moore County woman is now in its third week. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us this morning with new developments. We are learning about Watts' boyfriend. Kelsey, good morning.
Good morning. That family still doesn't have answers this morning, and today marks 16 days since Alicia Watts was last seen with her boyfriend, James Dunmore, in Charlotte. Now, their family and friends are hosting a vigil tonight, praying for her safe return. We've learned new information about how Watts' boyfriend has a criminal record in Virginia. WREL obtained court records that show Dunmore was convicted for abduction, stalking, assault, and battery. Watts was last seen on July 16th. 2 days later, Dunmore was found unresponsive in her SUV. The next day, Watts' family filed a missing persons report. Former Raleigh police officer and defense attorney Lee Turner says police have to stay tight-lipped to make sure they don't taint the investigation.
And the fact that he's in her car at a weird location with her purse still there, I mean, there's just a lot of things that really, you know, don't seem right with this situation.
And police haven't released any information about Dunmore's condition or where he could be right now. Tonight's vigil will be here on New York Avenue in Southern Pines at 7 p.m. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Moore County.
Today, new rules could be approved for Wake County parents who want a bigger say in what students are taught at school. WREL's Laura Levine joins us this morning as the county school board has some big topics on the agenda today. What will they be discussing, Laura?
Hey, Jeff, good morning. Wake County Public Schools will discuss two important topics today. First, they're going to give an update on the ongoing bus driver shortage. This, of course, comes after parents have been encouraged to arrange their own transportation for the school year. Also, a new policy on a revised parental inspection policy for books will take place today. The Policy Committee of the Board of Education is weighing the plan to tackle parents' objections to books and other classroom materials. It involves creating a review committee that would have at least two high school students on it and putting a limit on how often a book can be challenged. This comes as national debate grows over how much power parents should have over their child's education. That meeting begins at 5:30 today, following the update on the staff shortages, which begins at 4 p.m. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
Two men are in the hospital this morning fighting for their lives after a shooting in southern Wake County. That shooting happened just after 7 last night on Panther Lake Road in Willow Spring. The WREL Breaking News Tracker was there as sheriff's deputies, fire crews, state troopers, and animal control all worked that scene. Authorities took one man away in handcuffs and say there is no further threat to the community. We are working to learn more about the identities of the men who were shot and the suspect.
People will come together later in Roxborough to remember two teenage best friends who were killed in a crash. The vigil is happening at a McDonald's on Madison Boulevard at 8:45 tonight. Authorities say Jordan Humphrey and Isaac Bowen were killed Saturday morning on Shiloh Road near Dorothy Brooks Lane. A driver in another car, identified as Stephen Moore, crossed over the center lane. Moore is facing several charges, including DWI. Investigators say three others were in the car with the teens, including Bowen's brother, Tyler. He's in the hospital recovering.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, 11 people are dead and 27 others are missing after heavy flooding in Beijing. I want to show you this video here to show you what people there are dealing with. I'm going to play this video. You can see this person being rescued. Days of heavy rains have prompted authorities to close train stations and evacuate more than 100,000 people. They saw an entire month's worth of rainfall over a 48-hour period. Homes have been flooded, roads torn apart, cars piled in stacks. You can see people just wading through the water here. Chinese leader Xi Jinping did order search and rescue efforts to be stepped up. This is the deadliest storm to hit Beijing since 2012. Again, so far, 11 people have died.
Michelle, thanks. A Goldsboro couple is thankful to be alive this morning after they say gunfire nearly killed them when someone shot up their car. The driver, who wants to remain anonymous, says she and her husband delivered food to a family member who lives in the Lincoln Homes community Sunday night. Within minutes of getting out of her car, she says gunshots erupted. The bullet shattered the back window, grazed the driver's seatbelt, and shattered the driver rearview mirror. Only on WREL. Aaron Thomas spoke with the woman who did not want to be identified.
These people that have these guns now, I don't know what's on their mind, but it's clearly not other people's safety.
Thankfully, the driver and her husband were not hurt. Goldsboro police have not said if they have a person of interest or anyone in custody in connection with the shooting.
The owner of Taz's convenience store in downtown Raleigh is out of jail right now. Tazir Zarka has been indicted on second-degree murder charges after he was accused of stabbing 27-year-old Mark Garrity to death. He was released on a $1 million bond. Witnesses say Zarka attacked Garrity after accusing him of stealing from his store. Zarka faces a maximum sentence of life in prison and will have to wear an electronic monitoring device.
The Mega Millions craze is growing this morning. The jackpot for tonight's drawing is an estimated $1.05 billion. Now, if you get lucky and match all the numbers, you could take the lump sum option. That would be nearly $530 million in cash. You'd never have to work again. You can watch the drawing live tonight at 11 right here on WREL.
We're at 610 right now on your Tuesday. Durham's fire department is facing dozens of vacancies because a lot of firefighters are leaving the job. What the city is doing to make sure crews are fully staffed.
Changes are coming to the way the organ transplant list is handled. How a new law aims to shorten wait times and save lives. Amy.
We're waking up to quiet conditions this morning. No rain showing up here locally on the live dual Doppler 5000. But I do expect some storms to develop this afternoon. I'll show you who has the best chance for some severe storms coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Welcome back. I'm meteorologist Amy Wilmoth in for Elizabeth this morning. A live look at the radar. Things are quiet this morning. You don't have to worry about the rain gear stepping outside the door this morning, but you might want to grab the umbrella just to be on the safe side. Later this afternoon, some storms will be possible, but mostly clear to partly cloudy across the area right now. It's 68 in Southern Pines, 68 in Sanford, 69 in Clinton, and 68 in Goldsboro. So we have some comfortable temperatures. Dew points are highest in our southern and southeastern counties, and this is where we have a level one risk for severe storms today. That'll be our best chance for some thunderstorms where you have a little bit more moisture for those storms to work with. The best chance will be probably around 1 o'clock. We'll start to see some of those storms develop. A few scattered showers and storms this afternoon and not too hot with high temperatures in the upper 80s. Brian.
614 right now, still following two crashes in Wake County. First of all, on US 1 northbound, look for a crash just beyond the 1010 Road interchange before you get to 64 and Tryon Road. Right now, we're measuring a 14-minute delay on that northbound side of US 1, leaving 55 in Apex, heading through Cary. In the past couple of minutes, though, it looks like traffic's flowing a little more freely, so we'll probably see some improvements with that over the next little while. Also watching a crash over on NC 540, the toll road, right around Green Level Road. When I take you to that live picture, and you can see that crash, and it looks like a cleanup there. We're going to get more details about exactly what happened, but they have the two right lanes blocked on the northbound side of 540. Try to pick it up from Morrisville Parkway to get on the other side of any of those delays, Jeff.
Thanks, Brian. Here's an interesting one. We see those guys out on the roads dealing with those crashes. Members of the Professional Durham Firefighters Union, though, are raising concerns about employees leaving the department. Eight members of the Durham Fire Department have left the job since late June. Four of them got out of firefighting altogether. Chief Robert Zoldo says the department has currently 36 vacancies. The city is working on a compensation study that can make a difference.
The Durham Fire Department has a level of professionalism, a level of training, and a level of activity that really attracts firefighters to us. We have to catch up and get with the market on that, on the pay part.
Durham Fire Department has its biggest recruiting class ever starting this month. 68 total hires, including some firefighters who have moved laterally from other departments.
A bill that aims to help people who need organ transplants get them more quickly is on President Biden's desk. He's expected to sign it into law soon. The bill will open up the National Organ Procurement and Transplant Network to more organizations. The system is currently managed by United Network for Organ Sharing. The nonprofit has drawn criticism for its handling of organs and for long wait lists for transplants. About 6,000 people each year die while waiting for an organ transplant. More than 100,000 people in the U.S. are on transplant waiting lists right now.
How about this, Renee? About every 2.5 minutes, someone in the U.S. is diagnosed with lung cancer. Every day, lung cancer takes hundreds of lives. It is World Lung Cancer Day today, and we want to take the time to raise some awareness about this deadly disease. Lung cancer is the leading cancer killer in the country. Some of the high-risk factors include air pollution, smoking, smoking, exposure to secondhand smoke, and exposure to dangerous chemicals like radon gas. It's also important to know your family history. You should also talk to your doctor if you have a higher risk. An early diagnosis could mean a better outcome. Things are certainly looking up for Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin. He took another step forward yesterday, returning to the football field, but participating with full pads on for the practice with his team. First time since suffering cardiac arrest in January of this year. It was a practice session with zero contact. That's okay. Still out there in full pads. A big step and a necessary step in his recovery. He says it felt good to be back and take things one play at a time.
So last night at 7 o'clock, I got an alert on my phone for a severe thunderstorm warning. And Amy, those alerts could pop up again later today, right?
They could, yeah. So have the WRL weather app turn on the alerts so you can get an alert if a storm is issued for your area. We don't have that on the radar right now. Things are very quiet this morning on the radar. We don't have any rain, but this is a look at the 24-hour rainfall totals. And if you see some of these pockets of purplish pink, that's where we had about an inch and a half to 2 inches of rain. So some of you had some decent rain in the last 24 hours or so. We'll add to these totals, but I think the best chance will be in our southeastern counties. Here's a look at Futurecast. We're dry until around noon, maybe 1 o'clock, a couple of showers and storms developing down to the south. And notice how most of the activity is south and east of the triangle. Scattered showers and storms will be possible. Some gusty winds and some heavy downpours possible as well. Mainly this afternoon, things settle down this evening. We could see some lower dew points, some drier air move in. So the best chance will be during the afternoon today. Tomorrow, we'll wake up to mostly sunny skies. Tomorrow's a quiet day. Dew points are going to be low, and I'm going to be talking about that in the next half hour. It's going to be a pretty nice day tomorrow. Here's a look at the future cast storm energy just to show you where we have all the energy focus today. You see where we have these yellows and orange colors. That's where we have the most energy, and that's why we expect the potential for severe storms mainly south and east of the triangle. So Goldsboro back down toward Clinton, Fayetteville, a level one risk for you, and it extends to the triangle. But again, I think with all the energy mainly south and east of the triangle, that's where we'll see most of those storms fire up later on this afternoon. Temperatures are pretty nice this morning at 65 in South Hill, Virginia, 68 in Southern Pines, at 69 in Durham, and 69 degrees in Clinton. We will have some scattered showers and storms later on today. Again, around lunchtime, maybe 1 o'clock, we'll start to see some of those firing up. But temperatures overall pretty comfortable. 87 for the high temperature today. The normal high this time of year is 90. So temperatures will not be bad. And if you're in the northern half of the viewing area, it's going to be end up being a pretty nice day with some low dew points as well. So for today, we'll be dealing with those storms. Tomorrow's going to be a nice day, mostly sunny to partly cloudy, 88 with low humidity. Thursday, 85, about a 30% chance for some storms. A few storms possible Friday, 86 degrees. And then we're back to some summer-like temperatures. We're in the low 90s Saturday and Sunday. Sunday, we could see a few afternoon and evening thunderstorms. Brian?
Amy, it is 6:19, and we're following this breaking news over on the west side of Wake County around Cary and Morrisville on the northbound side of NC 540 there at the Green Level West Road interchange. They have two right lanes blocked there. We're working to find out exactly what happened out here. We know it's a call of a crash with injuries. Looks like there may have been a fire involved, and it looks like there may be some damage to the sign out here. We are sending Michael Grayson, the WRL breaking news tracker, but you can see a little bit of a delay starting to build on that northbound side of 540. If you can pick up 540 from Green Level West Road, you'll be on the other side of those delays, but coming in further south from there, you're going to run into a little bit of a backup heading through that interchange. Just slow down, move over into those left lanes and give them some room to work safely. Looking a lot better on US 1 northbound in Apex with an earlier crash between 1010 Road and 64 and Tryon Road. This is the camera out at 1010 Road, and you can see the traffic now is flowing pretty freely, only measuring about a 2-minute delay there on that northbound side.
Thanks, Brian. A grand jury is considering new charges against former President Donald Trump, and it's reconvening today. Trump's team's prepared for an announcement as it faces a setback in another case in Georgia.
And remembering Pee Wee Herman, the role he played in shaping a generation's comedy, and the controversy he faced. That's ahead in What's Trending.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Pee Wee Herman helped to define comedy for a generation, and this morning, many are mourning the death of the actor who played that role.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending.
Yeah, Paul Rubens died Sunday night after a battle with cancer. It really was a huge piece of childhood for people of a certain age. So many people, those of us who grew up in the 80s, have fond memories of Pee-wee's Playhouse, Pee-wee's Big Adventure. I mean, what a unique voice in comedy.
Yeah, and so, you know, he was on Saturday mornings. We watched that, you know, with other cartoons and things like that in the 80s. But then when he turned to movies, he was like one of the first ones that I remember in the 80s of doing that, taking the Big Adventure to the big screen. Then he got in big trouble, of course, along the way with some indecent exposure charges, things like that, that kind of derailed his career a little bit.
Yeah, so in the 1990s, he just stayed off the radar for the most part. But then in 2010, he went on this comeback tour. He reintroduced Pee-wee's Playhouse to L.A. It became a Broadway show that saw great success. And then he did other projects in TV and film. But he certainly had a unique brand of humor.
Yeah, widely admired in the comedy world. And, you know, I just... takes me back to 1988, and we watch Muppet Babies at 9:30, and Pee-wee's Playhouse. Absolutely.
Oh, if there was social media back then, I wonder where he would have been with all his troubles, because that would have just been a huge deal.
Yeah. Brian, thank you. Also trending this morning, Serena Williams went all out for the gender reveal of her new baby. A six-minute video posted to YouTube shows highlights from the big event, ending with a drone show revealing that she and her husband are having a girl. This will be her and her husband's second child and their second daughter. Their first, Olympia, is 5 years old.
Olympia's five already. Goodness, wow. If you have a new Ford F-150 truck, you want to listen to this. Hundreds of thousands of them are being recalled because of a problem with the parking brakes. The recall includes more than 870,000 trucks, model years 2021 to 23. Ford says the parking brake may become activated on its own while driving, increasing the risk of a crash. The company says it's gotten nearly 300 reports of parking brakes activating themselves. If you have one of these trucks, you can get it inspected for free at the dealership.
A Taco Bell customer is suing the fast food chain after the Mexican pizza he ordered did not look like the picture on the menu. A class action suit filed in federal court accuses Taco Bell of false advertising. The man who filed the suit says his Mexican pizza did not have the amount of beef and bean filling that he was expecting from the ad. Taco Bell has not responded to the accusations.
A close call this morning for the U.S. women at the World Cup. They scraped by a nail-biter of a finish against Portugal. And what's next for the top-ranked team in the world?
It's a pretty start to the day today. Taking a look at the WRL Live Cam Network. Gorgeous out there, but some of you under a level one risk for severe storms. I'll show you who's under that threat coming up.